get started, I think it's just important to give a very brief little bit of synopsis of some of Malcolm's career. And just starting off, a little bit about his background. For those, many of the people in the audience probably are familiar with this, but for those that aren't, or for those like myself whose memories are not what they used to be, he received in the 1950s BS and MS degrees in agriculture from University of Natal in South Africa, and then went on to complete a PhD at Oxford University under Professor Schofield. More recently, he was awarded an honorary degree from the University of Natal, an honorary doctorate degree. His professional experience began back in his home at Natal with as 1961 through 1977 as a lecturer, associate professor, and professor and head before he came to the U.S. For a permanent job with the University of Georgia in the Department of Agronomy, where many of us graduate students in the audience had the privilege of working with him. In 1991, he became the Regents Professor of Environmental Soil Science. As you'll see from the topics and the presenters, the research areas of Malcolm were very diverse and included acid soils and aluminum chemistry, surface chemistry of clays, soil fertility and nutrient diagnosis, gypsum and subsoil acidity, crusting and soil erosion, reclamation of saline and sodic soils, and beneficial waste of byproduct utilization. I'm not going to attempt to list even the numbers of book chapters, books written, edited, referee journal articles, numbers of graduate students, because that would get somewhat boring for all of us here anyway. But that's all reflected largely in his career honors. Starting in 1984, when he was named awarded a fellows in ASA and SSSA, received the Ag Alumni Award for Excellence in Research from the University of Georgia in 1989. He was a Regents, named the Regents Professorship, University of Georgia, 1991. At the same time, he won the Soil Science Research Award, or was awarded the Soil Science Research Award. Also in 1991, awarded the Werner Nelson Award for Diagnosis of Yield Limiting Factors. 1995, the Agronomic Research Award, American Society of Agronomy, and then the Honorary Doctor of Science degree from the University of Natal in 1997. Finishing up in 1998, the D.W. Brooks Award for Excellence in International Agriculture, the International Soil Science Award in 2000, and in 2001, the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Soil Science Society of America. So, needless to say, his work is well reflected here, and those of us who are in attendance are largely familiar with that. But from a personal point of view, and those others of us in the room, well beyond the professional accomplishments, I would say that are the humanity of Malcolm is probably what often sets him aside from many of the other people that with whom we've interacted professionally, and helping keep him civilized through all the years in attendance today is his wife, Priscilla, known through by the ASA as his companion for the presence of this week. So Priscilla, we're very glad to have you here also. Very much. So we will very shortly begin presentations. We've a number of speakers at this morning's invited symposium session. Later this afternoon in room 202C, just a couple doors down, there will also be a volunteered paper session for any collaborators, long-time students, or others who've wished to present as part of this today's symposium series. And then finally, from the professional point of view, ending up about 2:30 to 4:30 this afternoon, where one of the poster sessions is also associated with this day-long symposium. So there are a number of events dealing with some of the work that Malcolm has done and the people that he's influenced throughout the years. Probably the maybe the most important part of today, hopefully not from the speaker's point of view, but from some of our other point of view, is the reception this evening, where we'll have a chance to informally meet with Malcolm and Priscilla and all our other colleagues. And just like to let you know that at Gladstone's, which is on Pine Street, if you follow Pine Street past the convention center to across Shoreline Drive, there's a watering hole called Gladstone's, and we'll be meeting there about 6 o'clock for appetizers and libations, and an opportunity to carry on our fellowship.